This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The first phase of the budget session concluded today. Both Houses of Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on the 9th of next month after a three-week recess. The second phase will continue till the 2nd of April. In the Lok Sabha, on the final day of the first phase of the session today, when the House met after the adjournment at 12 noon, several ministers laid papers related to their ministry on the table. Presiding Officer Sandhya Ray took up question hour, during which Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda replied to a question on deaths linked to the consumption of codeine-based cough syrup. Mr. Nadda said no deaths have been reported due to the consumption of codeine-based cough syrup in the country. However, Mr. Nadda was unable to complete his response due to uproar by the opposition. As the protests persisted, the House was adjourned till 12 noon. In the Rajya Sabha, proceedings during both 0 hour and question hour were conducted smoothly. Replying to supplementaries, during question hour in the upper house, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, continuous efforts are being made to address every problem faced by farmers across the country.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi recognized the problems of farmers and conceptualized more than 1 lakh crore rupees under the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund to build infrastructure for safely storing farmers' produce. This was a historic decision. As a result, the post-harvest losses of crops, fruits and vegetables have reduced by 5 to 15%.
Us nuksan mein 5 se leke 15% tak ki kami aayi.
Later, the upper house was adjourned for a recess to meet again next month. President Draupadi Murmu today said the building of a developed nation requires not only political stability and a strong economy, but also healthy, educated and responsible citizens. The president was addressing the nationwide campaign on Karma Yoga for Empowered Bharat in New Delhi. She urged citizens to focus on work with sincerity and dedication, leaving the results aside.
किसी भी देश के संतुलित और समग्र विकास के लिए भौतिक प्रगति में नैतिकता और आध्यात्मिकता के समायोजन अत्यंत आवश्यक है। आर्थिक प्रगति से समृद्धि बढ़ती है तथा तकनीकी प्रगति नवाचार दक्षता और प्रतिस्पर्धा को बढ़ावा देती है। ये एक समृद्ध राष्ट्र की नींव रखते हैं। लेकिन नैतिकता विहीन आर्थिक और तकनीकी विकास समाज में असंतुलन पैदा
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Seva Teerth, comprising the new building of the Prime Minister's office and two other government edifices, Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2, in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi unveiled the name of the building this afternoon. The Prime Minister's office will start functioning from a new building complex called Seva Teerth in the national capital starting today. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, led by Chairman Tariq Rahman, is set to form the next government in the country after sweeping past the majority mark in the 13th general elections. As per results declared so far, the BNP and its allies are leading in 208 constituencies so far, crossing beyond the 151-seat threshold required for a simple majority in the 300-seat Jatiyo Shamshad. The polls were held across 299 constituencies yesterday. Voting in one constituency was postponed following the death of a parliamentary candidate. Alongside electing a new government in Bangladesh, people had also voted on proposed constitutional and institutional reforms under the July Charter. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Bangladesh National Party Chief Tariq Rahman on the decisive victory of his party in the parliamentary elections in Bangladesh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described the victory as a clear reflection of the trust and confidence reposed by the people of Bangladesh in Mr. Rahman's leadership. In Women's Asia Cup, Rising Stars T20 cricket defending champions India A began their campaign against the UAE in a group stage clash at Bangkok in Thailand. India A have set a target of 131 runs. In reply, the UAE were 67 for 1 in 12 overs when reports last came in. In the opening match, Pakistan A defeated Nepal by 30 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.